slash you.
Hey now.
I am Seaman German. Welcome to the waters.
I salute you, Seaman. Welcome to Slash U.
Hi, everybody. I'm Nick.
I'm Andy. And we're doing our Slasher Madness bracket.
God, yes. We just got finished doing our homies, Chrome Skull and JC.
We vote Chrome Skull moves on.
No one, if anybody votes JC, you're a nerd. Go back to playing
it's
Magic.
It's not Jesus Christ. It's John Carver.
Oh, let's not get in that one. John, Jesus Christ versus Chrome Skull.
Yeah.
Chrome Skull, because Jesus Christ isn't real. Well, neither is Chrome Skull.
Yeah.
And a fiction. Okay.
Jesus would just come back after 3 days. Hey, man. I'm back. You didn't get me,
Chrome
fucker.
Chrome Skull's like, again?
Chrome Skull comes back after, like, a day because his whole crew picks him up in an ambulance. That's how he does it.
I'd love to go to a church and be a guest speaker and go, parishioners, thank you for having me in your beautiful church and all of you sitting amongst your pews.
Yeah.
Here's a question that I bring to you. Would our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, fighting against James Chromeo.
Mm-hmm. James Chromeo.
Who would you see, also known as Chrome Skull? Who would win that battle?
Yeah.
Praise, hallelujah, if you think JC.
There'd be a lot of people, yeah.
I'd be the only one praising Jesus for Chrome Skull.
So, John Carver from Thanksgiving 2023.
Thanks for keeping me on track, Andy.
Yeah, versus Chrome Skull. And we said Chrome Skull moves on simply by brute force and sheer willpower.
And
but please let us know.
Yeah, Chrome Skull will be taking on either Brenda from Urban Legend, 1997's Urban Legend, or Maniac Cop.
Yeah, we have yet to record that one.
No, yeah, no.
As of recording this one. We haven't talked about that one yet.
Yeah, Chrome Skull is either going to go against one of those two. I haven't even done my notes.
They're all out of order. No, I'm just kidding.
No, they're not.
Hey, I'm just saying, when am I going to publish them? I can just throw them all up in a different order. Put them in a blender, and here we go.
they get the winner first.
No,
this one to me, Andy.
Today, the one we're doing today, right now.
We have Stitches from 2009. Everybody happy.
Everybody happy.
We recorded that July 9th of 2022, going against Daddy.
Victor Crowley from the Hatchet series.
We recorded all those in May of 22. Isn't that kind of funny?
That is wild.
We did it. I mean, they're only like 3 months apart.
I wanted to go back to see the episode numbers.
I didn't include.
Stitches was episode number 78 of Slash U. Came out July 11th, 2022. So there's that.
Yeah, because I mean, I looked at, you know, because we did all. I know we're only doing the first one.
Hatchet.
But this is interesting. But before we get into it, Andy, can we talk about something real quick?
Please don't let it be fake babies on Instagram.
I talked about that last week. Okay. God dang, man. I thought this was a safe space.
It is. Go ahead.
I really mean this, and I'm not trying to be like funny or silly, but I do have questions about the conjoined twins that got married.
Oh, yeah. I saw that headline.
Yeah, Abby's the one that's married, and then her sister's along, and I know one moves the left arm, one moves the right arm, one moves the left leg. They're teachers, and fifth grade teachers in Minnesota live a very productive, normal life.
Cool.
They married a man who served in our military. You know, thank you.
Thank you for your service, sir.
Thank you for your service. And, you know, Abby married him.
Oh, okay. So he's only attracted to one of them.
Yes, Brittany.
Romantically.
Yeah, so,
Brittany or Abby?
Who's he married? He's married to Abby.
Okay.
But Brittany's the other one.
Yeah. No, I see the pictures. Yeah.
Yeah, so Abby, like, I mean, you know, it's,
how did they meet?
The conjoined twins that were born together.
No, I understand that.
What?
The husband.
Oh.
The guy who married one of them. How did they meet? No shit, they were born together. You think I'm a fucking idiot? Why would I be asking that question? I would have to be an insane person or incredibly stupid to ask how the conjoined twins met. There's a piece of cardboard between them for their entire lives, and then one day,
who are you?
They remove the cardboard. Oh, hello, I'm Abby. Hi, I'm Brittany. No! The guy that married him, what's his name?
Maybe there's some ass. Like
Farmer's Daughters app or something. Whatever that fucking
Christian Mingo.
Farmers Mingle.
Yeah.
Christian only.
Yeah.
One of those.
Beheaded. No.
So this guy they met online?
Conjoined.
And he saw her and he was like, swipe right, but left on her sister. Like, what? I don't understand.
I'm not laughing. I feel horrible for laughing.
You brought it up, friend.
No, but I just, this is a safe space. Everyone has asked questions. And they're legit questions.
Yeah.
Like, when a man loves a woman and they want to express that love, the man will put his manini in the woman's manini.
Oh, you're talking about coitus.
Yes.
The physical act of love.
Does like Diane just sit there and go like, whatever? Or and I break
Diane?
I'm sorry.
Who's the is there a third one? Yeah. What?
Yeah, she just likes to watch. No, but like how and so yeah. Abby's like, I'm into it, you know, because yeah. you're my husband and I love you.
Yeah.
And like I just, you know, if they could, you know, could
does the other one put a blindfold on and earbuds?
Did they consider? Is it? Does he consider? Like, does he tell all his homies that he has a threesome every night?
Oh Jesus, this is too much for me. Too philosophical.
No, because there's only two boobs and one.
I've
and probably one. Butt.
Back away from the mic, sitting back, trying to relax.
And like, who decides who has to poop?
I
like,
no.
Like, hey Brenda, we gotta go poop. Like, would I feel it too? Like, will we? If you and I were conjoined twins. What an adventure that would be.
Oh, Jesus. One of them controls one arm?
Yes.
What about the legs?
Does same
one of
thing.
Them, okay, so one of them controls pretty much the right side.
Yes.
The other one controls the left side. So you're right. Great question. How do they know when they have to pee or poop? Do they both get the urge? Does one of them get the urge? Does they both get turned on and when one of them gets turned on? Like if this husband says something sexy?
Yeah, like if he's like, because they have two brains. Like, so does she feel the weenus and the vaginus? Because I would think they teach fifth graders where Carissa, your lovely sister lives.
Yeah.
So they teach fifth grade. I would think the fifth graders probably cool. They know it, but they would have questions.
Yeah.
And I think if I was, you know, young Nikki, I'd be like, how do you decide who poops?
I didn't have these questions, and now I do. This is your fault.
Alexa.
You've spread these questions to my brain, and you know, I'm curious. And not like in a, like not like
I'm
morbid,
not,
like,
yes.
I need to know because I want to touch myself about it. No, I legit want to know how that works. You
I can imagine,
mean?
Like, having a fetish, like, what turns you on? Yeah. I like yoga pants, or I like, you know, blondes. I like thinking about conjoined twins pooping.
I'm just fascinated. What? I am just fascinated by what constitutes you, like a person. You know what I mean? Like your consciousness.
Oh, dude, come on.
Your consciousness is you.
I should have taken those mushrooms. Fuck.
You've heard the riddle. What's everything to one man and nothing to everyone else? Your mind, you know? So, like, you have now two minds in one body. Like, how do they experience the world? That is a great question. I love it. That's not what we're covering today here on
Next
Slash
week
U.
on Conjoined You.
Yeah. We're going to cover our old episode 78, Stitches the Clown, versus episode 70, Hatchet, Victor Crowley, from April 25th, 2022.
Andy, this is also a no-brainer. Like what? We talked about last week.
Oh, you mean who wins it?
Yes. They're both, again, creative. Mm-hmm. Stitches didn't have a sequel. Victor Crowley had many. We're only mm-hmm. counting the first one. Mm-hmm. But before we get into it again, Victor Crowley is up on the list of, like, one of the most kills. Yeah. Michael Myers holds that, but there's because there's been so many Halloweens made.
Yeah.
So I think he's, like, at 100. Victor Crowley.
Is there an airplane taking off somewhere? Is it your furnace? Victor Crowley has killed a lot of people.
I know we're not counting because he, you know, the first one, but
you could just acknowledge the sequels.
64 kills. That's what they
said
on the line.
Holy shit. Well, here's the deal, though. Like, I don't know. You got to get technical. Stitches was dead. He's essentially a ghost clown. Victor's also, like, somewhat supernatural, you know? He was killed when the kids, like, burned his cabin down and his dad was breaking in with the hatchet and accidentally hit him in the face.
Yeah, yeah.
And
that's...
then he roams the swamp looking for his daddy.
So was his isn't revenge, though. Stitches is.
They both are. No, I think Victor Crowley's revenge. Wasn't he out to get... He's out to find his daddy, but wasn't he out to get... He's out to find his daddy. That sounded...
Aren't we all,
vaguely,
Andy? Aren't we all?
Yeah. I want to find my daddy. But he was also... I thought he was out to get the kids who wronged him. But maybe that was covered in Hatchet 2 or Hatchet 3.
I mean, I guess you're right.
They can both, like, recover from injury.
Let's take this, then. Let's bring this up. Could Jason Voorhees, would he be... I mean, let's... Him and Victor have some same...
Who,
MO.
Jason Voorhees? Yeah, but he's not in this fight.
I know he's not.
Oh, okay.
I'm trying to bring up the fact that... they're just maniacal killers, in my opinion. Oh. I think revenge is off the plate now.
Oh, okay.
Maybe like, you know, like, I don't want to kill somebody because I'm so angry because I can't find my daddy. But then it just becomes the blood sport.
Yeah. Yeah.
Great movie.
Yeah.
But I don't want to get too much, you know, because still the conjoined twins thing is, you know, freaking it's
really,
me out.
Really fucking with my head.
The kills in everybody, Ape.
In Stitches,
they were.
Fish and chips?
Fish yeah, and chips, everyone.
It was an English movie if we fish didn't say chips. That. Yeah. We didn't cover that.
Hello. Let's drive the buggy down to the wall.
Remember he got like a high heel or something poked into his throat and he pulled it out and the wound just sealed up immediately? Stitches?
That's a good call. So is he kind of have that like JC, Jesus Christ component to him where he can come back?
Yeah, so does Victor.
But that's why it was like a broken egg. Like if you broke the egg, though.
That was ultimately how Stitches was defeated. They broke the egg.
Yeah, because the egg in the cemetery.
Soul or some bullshit.
The kills were just fantastic, you know, over the top, fun. I mean, this
clowny,
was,
clownish, if you will.
Yay. Yeah. What up, copywriter?
Yeah, I know, good. Thanks.
Where, you know, very fun kills. I think, you know, like four or five. He killed a cat, I remember. He kills parts of the cat.
Well, he just picked
but
it
he
up
just
and
gets Paul, Bulger, Sarah, and Richie.
Yeah.
And Richie, I think I remember that being my dickhead because it was head over, you know, he inflated his head with the air pump.
Yes.
Which I know wouldn't work in real life.
It's still
like,
fun.
Like Slasher Busters. Right. That wouldn't work.
Right.
Here, come here. Let me get my bike pump. Bring your ear over here. Can I tell you a quick story about a bike pump that I thought was funny?
Sure.
My buddy Jake Ullman, at prom, he stuck an air pump up his butt and pumped, you know, it's pump, 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 pump.
I think you've told me this story.
Yeah, and he leaned over a pool table.
Yeah.
And they rolled out some paper towels and he like popped out, pooped out like three like milk dud
little nuggets.
Sized, little nuggets.
You have
like,
told
shot
this
him,
story.
Like,
yeah. And I think you've told it here on this podcast.
Well, then welcome back. If you've missed it, now you know.
But slash poo. That's what we said. But
that'll never get old.
Stitches. I pulled up my notes. Stitches had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, well, 5 kills.
Yeah,
Stitches died twice in the movie. He died at the beginning, then came back, and then he died at the end.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Victor Crowley has a million kills, and same deal. He died at the beginning, and then he, you know, died kind of at the end of Hatchet. Well, not at the end of Hatchet, but of Hatchet 3.
Yeah. I mean, this dude is, I mean, they've had SWAT teams, FBI. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I remember I wrote for when I was doing my comparison, Andy, this movie is like if someone was getting high on some cocaine in the 90s, decided they want to write a movie, and a few years later, they did it only because their grandpa owned a corn syrup store.
Do you think that Victor Crowley would just tear Stitches apart
it's a no-brainer.
Where he couldn't come back?
This is a no-brainer to me, too. I mean, I'm happy to hear the thoughts.
I mean, I agree with you.
Victor Crowley would.
I agree, and I think Victor Crowley would win this, too.
But we have... Go ahead, sorry.
They're just both invulnerable.
That's... If the egg is broken, though.
So,
if the egg is broken, you can't...
Yeah.
You must have quit.
You must have quit. Got it. So if... Victor somehow gets a hold of Stitches' egg. That's it. The Stitches is done. And at the end of Stitches, they were putting that egg back together.
That's true.
Implying that that's all they need to do
I'm
to
surprised.
Bring him back.
Like, that was another great. That was a fun movie for
2012,
me.
2012, yeah.
It was a fun movie because it was humorous.
Yeah.
I know the actor who played Stitches is kind of big over there in the UK eating fish and chips.
Yeah.
But Victor Crowley, of course, played by our homie Kane Hodder.
Yeah.
I, you know, who also played Jason, Speak of the Devil, when we were just talking about that.
Mm-hmm.
I just.
Again, sheer brute strength.
Oh,
and
Victor Crowley.
Add the invulnerability on top of it, because he gets shot, he gets stabbed, he gets all these things.
Dude, he's blown up, like.
Remember, well, we are not talking about it here in detail, but in part 4, Victor Crowley.
Yep. 2017.
He gets sucked into the jet engine of a crashed plane at the end of the movie.
Oh, that's right.
Remember that?
Yeah.
The dude just said, I would have had your babies. And he tackled Victor Crowley into the running engine of the plane that was there because it was a plane crash. The plane's on the ground and they got it started.
That's a good call.
And the dude just tackled him. He says, I would have had your babies to the girl that he liked. And he tackled Victor Crowley into the engine of the plane and shroom, missed. Pink Mist. End of episode. End of movie.
That was the final
Victor
one.
Crowley, so the final he's one dead. So far. Yeah.
He's I mean, dead I don't see why so Adam far. Green just doesn't come back
he
with that.
Could theoretically, maybe come back. From
how
that.
Though? Like, would he just be? It's a blood mist. Slash you fan Felicia Rose.
Maybe
was,
it would be some weird thing where it's both of them. Like, because the guy tackled him, and it'd be like, the, you know, that guy was alive, and that's what.
So we've got Victor. We got Victor Crowley.
Because Victor was alive and, from a curse, and he came back. He died at the end of three, but he came back in four because they said the curse again.
Was this is the one where slash you fan Felicia Rose was in? She was in the fourth one, I think.
Sure.
Or was she in the third one?
I don't remember.
But you remember Felicia Rose?
I do know who she is. Yeah. She's a fan of us. Yes.
She loves slash.
She did a cameo.
She did
for
a Chromeo.
A Chromeo cameo for it. But I agree. I think Victor wins this. I like Stitches a lot, but I don't think he's going to win. And I think if Victor gets that egg, he's going to easily crush it.
Crowley is depicted as like an incredibly strong, and he's like virtually indestructible.
Mm-hmm.
He's a killer who, like he kills his victims in very brutal and creative ways.
He would tear Stitches apart relentlessly, and Stitches could come back, but Victor would keep tearing him apart no matter what.
Do we consider the cult icon have to do anything with it? I don't think so, because definitely Victor Crowley would, you know, like if Victor Crowley and Stitches walk the red carpet, I think the paparazzo would be more after Victor Crowley than Stitches.
Okay.
Like if they were leaving a Quiznos and the paparazzi were hanging out.
Why Quiznos?
I don't know.
It's so funny. It's just a random, is Quiznos even around anymore? There's none of them around here. That's so great. If they're leaving the Quiznos together. Yeah. Have a good day, Stitches. You too, Vic. You know, like.
I think more the cameras would be popping off at Victor Crowley.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. I think even if they're both indestructible and they would just keep fighting forever, I think Victor would just continuously murder Stitches, rip him apart over and over and over again forever.
Honey Island. I also thought that trespassing had something to do with Victor Crowley's kills. Like, he didn't want people on Honey Island.
Yeah, Honey Island Swamp. That was
his domain.
That was his place. He was haunting the swamp looking for his daddy.
Daddy!
At the end of part three, they had his dad's ashes, and they threw they threw the ashes on him, and it melted him away, and that's how he was finally defeated. He was reunited with his daddy.
Daddy!
But then in part four, 10 years later, they said the curse, and he came back to life. And so because of that, now how do you kill him? Like, that was the big question in part four, because his dad thing was already played out. So it's now, they said the curse and he's back. Now what? Now how do we beat him? And that's what happened in the end. He got shoved into that jet engine, and it's like, is he going to come back from that? Who knows?
I just don't think it would be logistic to come back, you know, with that, you know, like if you put two sperms
pool together like a...
The blood, I should say.
Like a blob, like congeal, like Terminator 2.
Yeah.
And come back.
Sarah Connor.
Yeah.
Three boobies. No, that's... that's Total Recall.
Well, this is an 18-minute episode.
No, but I still got one more thing to say.
Oh, sure.
Maybe one thinks about the pooping and the other thinks about the peeing.
Oh, with the twins.
No.
One controls the bladder, the other controls the colon.
Yes. Adam Green would definitely get this Stitches guy off of his set.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to point out, though, that just because, you know, the Victor Crowley kills were gory, so were Stitches the Clown.
Yeah.
And if you really put it all together, and if you really wanted to make sure that we are going correct and being fair on this bracket that we're doing here at Slash U, who would win in a cage match?
Right. And I just think even if both fighters could just continually heal from their injuries, I really think Victor would just keep ripping apart Stitches over and over again.
No weapons. Like, that's how I'm going to go into the Elite Eight. Like, yeah. I'm going in, like, they're in a virtual...
Like the UFC octagon.
Yeah, like, and there's no way out. I just think Stitches would be scared of his life. I mean, I think Stitches had that personality, be like, who in the fuck is this?
Oh, my God. This guy's really tough.
I bet he hates fish and chips.
I bet he doesn't like fish and chips. And Stitches would be like, are you happy? And Victor would be like, Daddy!
You look like Daddy!
He'd rip off his arms. He would stuff those arms into Stitches' ears. And then he would rip off Stitches' head. And even if Stitches came back from that, Victor would just roll up his sleeves and do it all over again. So that's why I think Victor wins.
Yeah, I mean, I still think it'd be cool to see, like, Victor Crowley, like, just in, you know, a normal day of life. Like Chrome Skull, like, for instance, he could go back and, like, I think he could blend in with society. Like, not because, you know, his face is melted. I guess that would be kind of tough. Have we done any killer right now that could blend? Like, Belial couldn't. Like, you know, you see a little tiny nutsack walking around. Mm-hmm. Have we done any killer that could go live in society right now?
Well, he's not in this tournament, but probably Leslie Vernon behind the mask.
Brenda from Urban Legends Brenda in this tournament. Urban Legend. She yeah. can do it.
She could just blend in. So,
yeah,
maybe that'll factor in her fight.
Buddy Bacon, maybe?
No, he just makes pig noises.
I mean, still, he can be weird. Yeah, that brother, these are all like, so I think the supernatural component of this can be kind of wiped under the table now just because of that. I mean.
Sure, know. They're both supernatural. Victor wins.
Supernatural, holy shit, 20 minutes.
Yeah, so let us know what you think.
Oh, yeah, because Victor Crowley or Stitches the Clown, we both picked Victor. We'll leave it up to we'll come back with the winner next week.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll be going up against either Pitchfork from Hayride or Buddy Bacon from Slaughterhouse.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that one. So we have that one, that matchup, and like you said, the Brenda from Urban Legend versus Maniac Cop. Those are the last two matchups we're going to discuss here in the first opening Sweet 16 round of this tourney.
Woo!
Then things ramp up for the Elite Eight and get extra spicy, and this tournament will move along quickly so we can crown a winner. But we need your help, /you_podcast on Insta. Email us, /youpodcast@gmail.com. Check out the website, /youpodcast.com, and Facebook page as well. Just search /you. And that's you with the letter U. I wonder how many people go SLASHYOU.
Why would we want to slash you?
Like, no, it's, I mean, you, like would university. You,
yes. Yeah. But why would you'd have to be a numbnut to think that it's YOU?
Right. Just slash like I'd you? Have to be a numbnut to think that the conjoined twins met later in life somehow.
How do you think they met?
How do you think they met? And you're like, well, they're conjoined twins, they're born together. Like, no, fool. That's going to make a highlight reel.
Do you think people give that dude shit for marrying them? I mean, they deserve
maybe
love,
not to
too.
His face, but
they deserve love, too. I mean, it's yeah. like, they're like, oh, I'm 100%. So happy for you.
Yeah, they 100%.
But then he's the weirdo. It's like,
let me throw a curveball. Which right. one did he marry?
Abby.
Abby. So her sister's name's Brittany?
Brenda.
No, Brenda's from Urban Legend. I thought he says Brittany.
It is Brittany. I'm sorry. Okay, Abby and Brittany.
Abby
Hensel.
And Brittany. So Abby got married.
Yep.
What happens if a guy comes along and wants to marry Brittany?
That's going to be fun.
Now what?
That's going to be a fucking show on TLC.
I'm in love with Brittany, and I want to propose to her, but you're married to her sister. Do they share, like, when it gets time for, you know, nuptials and then, you know.
Well, yeah, because I feel what's like.
What's the word? Consummating the marriage.
Brittany, to me, looks like she might have some, like, Down syndrome, you know, which, you know, still doesn't mean she can't be without love and can't sure. marry somebody. So that is a very much a smart question.
What do you
what
think?
What if she's like, hey, yo,
what
Abby.
She falls in love.
See that? Or and what if it's a girl? What if
oh,
she's
man.
Gay?
Yeah.
That would be even radder.
Bigger curveball.
And what's so funny is it shows, like, you know, Arts and Entertainment, A&E,
yeah.
TLC, The Learning Channel, now shows shit like this.
That's wild.
The Learning Channel, I remember when I was a kid, used to show, like, fucking, like, legit, like, how bees are made.
How bees are made? I mean, honey.
Yes.
Well, if they're going to be educational, they should at least tell us, how do they know when they have to pee or poop?
Yes, I mean...
Answer these questions. America must know.
Oh, my God. I mean, there's so, like, it's crazy, too. Like, what if she gets hit on the right side? Like, what if, like, I took the left hand and went, pow, like, pinched it? Would
so can they get in a fight with each other?
Yes.
Like, one's punching the other
yes,
side?
Yes, they could.
And do they each, like, feel it? You know, because
I mean.
One controls the right arm, one controls the left. And if right arm punches left arm, like Charlie Horse, like, I'm punching myself in the arm, do I feel it too?
Does every time he bang his wife, is he cheating?
I'm short-circuiting right now. I can't do it. And the subtitle, this episode, Stitches v. Victor Crowley, a subtitle, we discuss conjoined twins getting married for half the time. So
this is what's fun about these little mini episodes.
Yeah, we must be phoning it in here.
Oh, no, I mean, but they're, because to me, Andy, to
we're
be
done.
Honest with you,
yeah.
Victor Crowley
yeah.
would have killed Stitches, just like our last one.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, Chrome yeah. Skull, there's no... Ugh.
It's true. This is this tournament's only going to get tougher as we continue.
Oh, God.
We would love your votes, because as it does get tougher, we're going to need audience feedback. So please let us know. If you know Nick or I personally, just shoot us a text. Let us know who you think wins. Thank you all for listening.
And tell us which one you think feels the poop and which one feels the pee.
You weigh in on that, too. Abby, you know, I'm not going to put up a poll, but just go ahead and weigh in on
See,
it.
See, look, that's them driving a scooter, and they're each controlling, like, one side.
Oh, so one's got her hand on the right handlebar and the other on the left handlebar. And they have to coordinate? Like, all right, we're turning right.
I know.
Oh, my gosh. Two brains in one body. Oh. How do you do it?
Yes.
So, well, thank you all for listening. This has been great.
I had fun.
Until next time, class dismissed.
See ya.